Sai Center, April 28, 2024. Tonight is celebration of Mahasamadhi. After 10 minutes of meditation and bhajan, Baba's video is played.
प्यार कितना
हमको तुमसे प्यार कितना
साए तुम ही जानते
साए तुम ही जानते
दिलों की धड़कन तुम हो साई
अंदर की संतोष का बंदा है
Are you all happy?
Be always happy, 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 happy.
Happiness is union with God.
Happiness is union with God.
Union with God.
Union with God.
కలిసిపోయినటువంటి ఆనందమే.
And it's just union with
ఎవరితో
God.
ఎవరితో కలిసినటువంటిది? దైవంతో కూడినటువంటిది.
The union is with God only.
దైవంతో కూడినటువంటి ఆనందము ఎప్పటికప్పుడు శాశ్వతంగానే ఉంటది.
The happiness that you get in union with God
ఈ ప్రకృతి ద్వారా లభించినటువంటి ఆనందము ఒక నిమిషం ఆనందంగా ఉంటది. మరొక దినము ఇంకొక రకంగా ఉంటుంటది.
But the happiness that you get otherwise will last for a moment.
ఆ విధంగా మార్పు చెందేటువంటి ఆనందము దానికి ఆనందమనే చెప్పరు.
It cannot be anand or the bliss if it goes on changing.
ఎప్పటికీ మార్పు చెందనటువంటి సత్యం ఒకటి ఉంటది.
But there is satya which is changeless.
కానీ మీరు అది గుర్తించినారో లేదో.
Whether you have known it or not.
నేను ఎప్పుడు కూడా ఆనందంగా ఉంటాను.
Bhagwan is always blissful.
ఎప్పుడు కూడా నవ్వుకుంటూనే ఉంటాను.
Bhagwan always smiles.
మీరు ఎప్పుడైనా నా కష్టాల ఫేస్ చూసారా?
Did you find Bhagwan serious castor oil face any time?
నాకు ఎప్పుడు కూడా అలాంటి ఫేస్ రాదు.
No, Bhagwan is never serious.
ఎప్పుడు ఆనందంగానే ఉంటుంటది.
Bhagwan is always blissful.
ఈ ఆనందం ఎక్కడ నుంచి వస్తుంది?
What is the source?
అంతర్భావం నుంచి ప్రతిబింబించేటువంటిది ఆనందము.
It is the source is inner feeling.
There is only one love.
Many paths.
There are many forms.
Many paths.
There are many paths.
Husband and wife love is called a moha. It's called lust.
Husband and wife, the love between them is called attachment or lust.
Mother and child love is called vatsalya.
Mother and child, it is called vatsalya. Maternal love. It is called maternal love.
Friends and relations love is called friendship.
And the relation, the love of relations and friends is called friendship.
Only between God and you love is like a path.
And the relation between God and you is devotion.
Difference of names.
It's only difference of names.
Difference of forms.
It's different forms.
But love is one.
But love is one and the same. Living love.
Love is God.
Love is God. That is the most important thing.
Desires are the threads.
Mind
is the trap.
Mind is like the cloth.
Bundle of desires is mind.
Mind is nothing but the bundle of desires.
If we
we want to destroy the cloth, we have to remove the thread one by one.
There's no mind.
If you reduce the desires gradually, there will not be any mind at all.
Less luggage, more comfort, make travel pleasure.
If you travel with less luggage, it is very comfortable.
Life is like a long journey.
Life is like a long journey.
Desires are luggage.
Desires are the luggage.
The luggage is which luggage contain.
If you reduce the luggage, our travel will be
too much desires, too much desires, too much desires.
We have too many desires, too much desires.
Very bad.
More desires we have, more restlessness we develop. When we reduce the desires and attachment, we will get peace of mind.
Many people, they want peace of mind. I want peace of mind. I want peace of mind.
Like many people keep saying, I want peace of mind. I want
peace. I want peace. I want peace. I want peace.
I want peace, they say.
How many words are there? I want peace. It is 3 words.
The sentence has 3 words.
I want peace.
There are 3 words. I want peace.
Is I is ego. Want is desire. Remove it. Peace is there.
From these 3 words, if you remove the 2 words, I which is ego, want which is the desire, you are left with only peace. Just one person.
But three.
You are 3 persons.
The one you think you are.
The one whom you think you are.
That is physical.
That is the physical body.
The one others think you are.
The others think you are.
That is mind.
That is the mind.
The one you really are.
The one you really are.
That is Atma.
That is the Atma.
The one you think you are.
The one you think you are.
It's only body.
It's only the body.
Body. I am so-and-so. I am a man. I am lady. I am gentleman. That is only you think you are.
I am body, I am age is this much, and I am a man, I am a woman, all this is only body, what you think you are?
Even others think you are, that is qualities.
The other
good one? And bad. Oh, she is bad, bad girl, he is bad girl, who is thinking? Others.
What others think you are is the mind, that is they think whether you are good or bad, you have good qualities or bad qualities.
Even you think you are only conscious.
The one you think you are?
Only conscious,
what senses. What is conscious? Senses.
Even others think you are, that is conscience.
What you think others think you are is conscience.
The one you really are, that is consciousness.
The one you really are is consciousness.
You are consciousness.
You are who are you?
This is my body.
You say I am my body.
This is my mind.
I am this.
This is my hand.
This is my hand.
This is my leg.
This is my leg.
This is my head.
This is my head.
But who am I?
Who am I? Ask the question.
Actually, very, very important.
This is very, very important.
This is my body.
You say this is my body.
This is my leg.
You say this is my leg.
My mind.
This is my mind.
Who am I?
Then who are you? Who am I?
I am separate from body.
I am separate from the body.
I am separate from mind.
I am separate from the mind.
See, this is my kachi.
This is my kachi.
Kachi is separate from
me. Separate from me.
This is my chair.
This is my chair.
My chair is separate from me.
Chair is separate.
Tell me, this is my body. This body is separate from you. You are not body.
Then you say that this is your body. You are separate from the body. You are not the body.
First enquiry.
This is the first enquiry.
You are not body. This is my mind. You are not mind.
You say that you are mind. This is my mind. You are not the mind.
You are always separate.
You're always separate from body.
Not this. This is in Vedanta. Neti, neti, neti.
In Vedanta, this is the process of saying not this, not this.
I am not body.
I am not the body.
I am mind.
I am not the body.
I am Atma.
I am the Atma.
Mahadeva Maheshwara Sai Narayana. Deva Maheshwara Sai Narayana. Natanagara Dukhabhanjana Sai Narayana.
Ganagara Dukhabhanjana Sai Narayana.
Natanagara Dukhabhanjana Sai Narayana.
భగవంతునికి ఎట్టి మార్పులు కూడా ఉండవు. తాను చావులు పుట్టులు పుట్టుక లేనట్టి శాశ్వతముడు. ఆది మధ్యాంతరహితుడు అనాదేవాడు. అతను శాశ్వతమైనటువంటి ఆత్మస్వరూపుడే. అట్టి ఆత్మస్వరూపుడికి రూపనామములు కల్పించడము కేవలము మానవుడి యొక్క కల్పితముడు, మానవుడి యొక్క భ్రాంతుడి. అయితే అట్టి ఫామ్లెస్ కార్డు కూడాను భక్తుడు కోరినప్పుడు ఆ కోరినటువంటి కోరిక తీర్చే నిమిత్తమై ఆ రూపం ధరిస్తుంటాడు. నాకు కృష్ణ స్వరూపం కావాలి అని కోరినప్పుడు కృష్ణుడిగానే వస్తాడు. నాకు రాముడు కావాలన్నప్పుడు రామస్వరూపంలోనే వస్తాడు. రాముడు లేడు అక్కడ, కృష్ణుడు లేడు, కానీ ఆ భక్తుని తృప్తి నిమిత్తమై ఆ రూపం ధరిస్తూ వస్తుంటాడు. కనుక భక్తులను తృప్తిపరిచే నిమిత్తమై భగవంతుడు రూపం ధరిస్తుంటాడు, కానీ అతనికి ఎట్టి రూపములు లేవు.
How does the gratitude can be expressed in but having a guru is completely life changing and Baba was an example of love and service for me. I could not believe he would come up to the crowd of thousands of people every single day and help them recover, help them advance, help them understand, help them heal. I have to honestly say I don't know what to say about him because it's unfathomable. Therefore, I can only say that since I heard his name many, many dreams ago, my journey back home started it. So, I don't know, there is no word to express the grace that our life is being led by. I was fortunate enough to hear his name.
Thank you, Mira. She works many, many days, many, many hours.
At this point, everyone was offered a goodie bag. There was a coat from Baba inside each one.
If everyone will take your quote out, we're going to go around so we can all, each of us will read the quote we have. Baha, would you like to start? And we'll go around this way.
Spiritually wise people get full bliss from their own Atma. They don't seek it anywhere outside themselves. In fact, they will have no desire or plan to find joy in anything external. They are satisfied with the inner joy they get. So, hey, Levesque. Wherever your faith meets my love, there is a cure. The desire to know God, love God, and be loved by God is not desire that binds. To eliminate the ego, strengthen the belief that all objects belong to God, and you are holding them on trust.
When there is love in your heart, it's reflected on your face. That is a reflection of the inner being. When one shares one's love with others, one experiences more and more bliss.
Nagar says, knowledge of the Atma can be won only by the triple path of 1, giving up impulses, 2, uprooting the mind, and 3, analyzing experience in order to grasp the reality. Without these 3, the knowledge of the Atma will not dawn. Mine says, love is selflessness. Man loves because he is love. He seeks joy, for he is joy. He thirsts for God, for he is composed of God, and he cannot exist without him.
Mira says, joy and peace do not inhere in external objects. They are in you yourself. But in your foolishness, you search for them outside in a world from which today or tomorrow you are bound to depart. Therefore, awake soon. Mine says, transmuting man into God and experiencing that ananda or bliss is the one and only achievement for which life is to be devoted.
Amen. Seriously.
Can you read again?
Yeah.
Transmuting man into God and experiencing that ananda or bliss is the one and only achievement for which life is to be devoted.
These quotes are phenomenal.
Bahar and Kavi.
Thank you. You can see without eyes, hear without ears, speak without
is
the
tongue. Is that Baba's?
Smell without the nose, touch without the body, and walk without legs. Yes, and experience without even the mind. For you are the pure essence itself. You are the supreme self.
I got goosebumps.
All is divine, all is God, and unity is divinity. Would you like to read? No? This is Kailas. God, if you think God you are, dust, if you think dust you are, as you think, so you become. Think God, be God.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
You can hear the footsteps of God when silence reigns in the mind.
Love is selflessness. Self is lovelessness. When the sun rises and shines, not all the lotus buds in the lakes and ponds bloom. Only those that are ready do.
Duty without love is deplorable. Duty with love is desirable. Love without duty is divine.
There is no God other than love. Love is your life, your friend, your relative, your food, and your everything.
Creation gets colored by the nature of the glasses we wear. By itself, it is eternally pure and holy.
We're just talking about Baba saying that there is not an iota of impurity on the chat.
Love for God is the only requirement to attain purity of heart. There is nothing greater than this. The heart that is full of love for God is truly the heart of a human being.
Entire universe from truth. Finally, everything merges in truth. This pure and unsullied truth alone pervades everywhere. Embodiments of love. Without truth, the world cannot exist. The entire world rests on truth. Everyone has to seek this truth.
Simply decide for yourself to be firmly fixed in your reality. If that is pure, everything is pure. If that is true, everything is true.
Love, lover, and the beloved, all three are one and the same. Without love, there can be no lover, even if there are both love and the lover. Without the loved, love has no function. In all three, love is the chief ingredient, that which is saturated chiefly and uniformly in everything. That is the Supreme Lord. So there is no difference between these three. Thank you, Kavi and Bahar. So I'd like to say a few words, and that is, without hearing Baba's name, and that goes, I'm sure, on behalf of everybody, we would not have this room, we would not have this understanding, we would not have this love, we would not have this community, we would not have food of truth, and we would not have realization and experiences. So there is no amount of gratitude can be satisfying except to say, Baba, we're living our life in thy teaching. So that's all we can really offer to ourselves, which is the same as Baba. And now let's open for a few minutes if anybody has sharing about their experiences with Baba or otherwise. His teaching.
You know, my life before I came to you and you sent me to Baba, and then he sent me back to you, and then you sent me back to him, and then he sent me back to you.
Then you were a yo-yo.
That life seemed so far away, thankfully. And luckily, I'll never know what it would be like without you, too. And so, I'm so grateful for nearly everything. I'm so grateful for everything.
I just want to say that I'm also very grateful for you introducing me to Baba. Thank you.
For me, I would like to share some things that I have shared already, but like this thought came strong to me like on Wednesday on Aradhana Day. When Baba left his physical frame, I cannot take it because like I was brought up by my parents telling that he is mother, he is father. Everything, like I asked them, they asked me to go to him. And when he left, I don't know where to go. I felt like someone who was holding my hand just left me in the middle of the world. You figure it out. And my parents weren't there with me on that day. They were in United States with Satya. They were in Reno Sai Center. And I never knew that I would come here, but I was crying, crying, crying. I was repeating his name again. thinking a miracle would happen, just like all the other people in the world. And he came in a light form, and he gave me a picture, and he, like, I was asking, like, can I have that Padanamskar? He told, no, do not touch me now in this form. And he asked me to read that. And it was written, whenever you do prayer to a small photo of mine, I will protect your entire family and generations to come. I was like, and it was on the day of Mother Ishwaramba Day, May 6th, Mother's Day. And I was like crying. And right from that time, when my wedding was fixed, he came in my dream and blessed my Mangala Sutra. And when I went to Puttaparthi for the first time without his physical frame, it wasn't like before. I was like crying, and like to all those alumni, Bhavika's alumni, they gave a small gift. Usually in Baba's Prasad, you get only Vibhuti. Just in mine, I got Kumkum, which means like auspicious, like usually they bless the wedding, newly wed with Kumkum. I got Kumkum and a red Ganesha. And then like I came here, and looks like he has guided me every time, each and every moment of my life, and he has brought me to the right place. I'm enjoying his darshan each and every week I come and sit here. It's like going out of this room, it's like going out of a beautiful darshan from Baba. And I'm so grateful, sir. Thank you so much for this place.
Oh my, thank you for sharing. That was so inspiring. That was so inspiring. Yeah. Amazing. Wow. Oh, he has you in his hand and loves you so much. We're ready for prayer. And can we do arati in the end?
Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo yo na prachodayat. Om Purvasvaha Tatsavitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhiyo.